If there's one thing Rothman's known for, it's twerking. Here's Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, welcome back, Carpenter and Rothman. Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter. And we welcome to the program Peter Burns from the SEC Network. He's on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Pete, it's good to have you. How you been?
Man, you know what? I'm sitting there. You're telling me the advertising doesn't work. I'm sitting here on hold listening like, man, maybe I do need windows from Window Nation. Like, no, deferred payments for like two years. Like, I'm like, that's a good commercial. So I like it when radio stations actually change the commercials about what's happening in the world, because too often that they just do their normal, like, traditional sales pitch. So I might hit those guys up a little bit later. What's happening, boys?
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, I know. I'll tell you what, the silver lining to all this is we're all expecting eventually to get out of this, and the deals of this. I've seen, like, you know, these dealerships offering like 84 months where you can pay off a car 84 months and not a dime of interest. So there may be something there to try to jumpstart this thing. Let's get your quick thoughts. And Bobby and I talked about this on Friday when, you know, Kirk Herbstreit was on with Ian Fitzsimmons, his former host here on The Fan, ironically. And his opinion was that he felt like that college football and NFL football was very much in jeopardy. Now, there's no way for any of us to know, but did he sway you to think more about that, or did you always think that football was going to be okay?
No, I mean, I was always on the part where Kirk was. I mean, once I finally saw what was going on and starting to talk to athletic directors around the SEC, coaches around college football, this quickly became a, all right, well, that stinks that we're missing March Madness, but, you know, all right, it's going to stink that we're going to miss spring, to all of a sudden when they started getting more details and really listening to the professionals about this, they're like, dude, this is not just a little two-week deal. And so, you know, I had said on our show that I'm like, for anybody who thought this is like, all right, no, status quo, will be back in 2 weeks, that ain't going to be the case. And, you know, when I was talking to the athletic directors about it, I said, well, why haven't you guys started kind of coming up with plans about these contingency plans if football cannot start, let's say, Labor Day weekend? And frankly, the answer was said to me through and through was like, listen, we need to take 2 weeks and just pause and figure out what the hell is going on with our student athletes, with what we can and cannot do, making sure all of our students are okay, making sure our employees are okay. And I think, guys, this is the week that athletic directors across the country are going to start having those conference calls of saying, all right, we need to plan for what does football look like if it doesn't start in the fall. And I think that's at least a 50-50 shot of happening right now.
50-50 shot of happening. That so when you've talked to some
that
of
these, sucks, by the way, right? Yeah. Does that? I mean, is that just? It's March. I'm out here right now in Charlotte, North Carolina, where SEC Network studios are at. It's 70 degrees. It's beautiful. I'm like, why the hell would we not have football in, you know, 5 months from now? But that's legit where we're at, guys.
And so I guess what's their level of concern then, as you talk to some of these, you know, SEC administrators? Because it's something I know that, you know, I've broached at Ohio State is dealing with that is. The model is not all that different at most of the bigger universities where football funds everything. Are right. They then concerned about the ability, the financial viability of having other sports as well?
Yeah, I mean, luckily the good part is any major university at least has some rainy day funds to where, hey, if something like this happens, you know, they can go back and they can tap into certain things just to keep things afloat. The problem is that part of those rainy day funds are already going to be put in because the NCAA came up so short on their amount of money that they give out due to March Madness. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, they were supposed to give away like $600 million. They only gave up $200 million of funds. And so there's a little bit of a shortfall there. So, you know, I think this is the pivotal week where they start having these conversations. And I think more and more of these athletic directors this week, starting today and farther on in the week, you're going to hear more of that talk about being prepared of what does this look like if college football does not go on, and other type of ideas of how can you get football going that maybe doesn't start in September. Do you look at it without fans? Do you look at it as saying, hey, we're only going to play conference games? I mean, you know, later into the season, all the ideas are on the table because these are unheard of times, guys.
No doubt about it. I think it's very good stuff. We're talking with Peter Burns, SEC Network, ESPN Radio. Let me switch gears to the two big guys coming out of that conference, which is Joe Burrow and Tua Tagovailoa. Mm-hmm. Let me put it to you this way. If the Miami Dolphins or the Chargers currently held the number one pick, and not Cincinnati, and not from a state that Joe Burrow came from, do you believe that at this point that Tua would be the number one pick if those teams were picking one?
No, it would be for me a no doubter of that it still ends up being Joe Burrow. And I think that, you know, the Joe Burrow going to the Bengals situation, I think, you know, obviously makes a whole lot of sense because of that. But let's say that if you had flipped it, had it been the Chargers and had you done, you know, any of the Dolphins, no, they would take Burrow, because here's the deal. Let's say that even if you thought Tua was a little bit better, which I don't know if you could say right now, you still have to go look at the health. You know, and this is a huge thing with Tua right now, is that if you're the Dolphins, if you're the Chargers, if you're any other, you know, club that's looking to possibly trade up, if you like Tua, you can't see him. You know, you've seen some video of him doing workouts, and hell, he looks great. But I mean, you know, I can put a video that makes me look like some capable athlete, you know, if given enough takes. So, you know, that's why this thing. You know, that's why a lot of GMs are in the NFL are extremely disappointed with Roger Goodell's decision to continue to have the NFL draft at the time that they have. I will tell you this. I don't think the NFL draft happens in the days that it's saying. I think that he wanted to put a firm date on that, saying April the 23rd, the 25th is the date. I would be shocked if we still have the NFL draft on those scheduled dates.
Talking with Peter Burns, ESPN SEC Network studio anchor here on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And so, Peter, you know, you're talking about, you know, the Joe Burrow, Tua Tagovailoa debate. I guess the concern for me always is with Tua, it's not the hip injury now. It's the fact that he's had two tethered ankles. He's had injuries throughout his career.
Exactly.
Assuming all these injuries that he's had in the past, those never reoccur, what would be your concern of him just getting something else injured moving forward?
Well, I mean, I think that's just kind of, you know, happenstance, right? I mean, hell, anybody can get injured tomorrow. And so that could happen to Burrow. That could happen to Justin Herbert. That could happen to Jordan Love. I mean, it happened to Tom Brady with the Bucks. I mean, and injuries happen. And so for me with Tua, I don't really have a major football concern, right? He's got a quick delivery. You know, he's able to check off. And I think that was the one thing that, you know, why they went from to Tua from Jalen Hurts, is that Jalen was a one read guy where he knew, hey, listen, I got Amari Cooper, or I've got whatever great wide receiver I have. But when I check off, I don't go to option two, option three, option four. Tua can do that. So he makes all the moves, and he's just a good kid, guys. I sat down and, you know, I met with him. And probably sat down with probably six or seven guys. You can't help but think this guy wants to put in the time. And I know that's such cliched BS, but he's a guy that you're like, he automatically wants to be a sponge of information and come in. And I think that's why someone's going to have success with him. You know, if I'm the Dolphins, I do two things. If I'm the Dolphins, I find a way to get a cheap deal with either Cam Newton or Jameis for 1 year. Draft Tua, tell him to take his time, learn the system, and make sure you're building something in the future, especially in the AFC East where, you know, Tom Brady's no longer going to be there. That division is wide open now.
We got about 30 seconds left, Pete, but I want to go back and follow up real quickly on why you feel like Goodell, after he's already said, we're doing it, even after the GMs voted, like, why do you think that he will reverse on that? From
everything I've heard, guys, in the next 2 weeks, this becomes not just a New York City thing, but this becomes a USA, like, nightly nightmare. And so, for me, I look at this and go, are you willing to have your NFL draft in the middle of this? I think it becomes such a national emergency. I'm not trying to be crazy about it. I just think that it's going to be such a bad PR move, and the GMs already don't want it right now. I do think that they at least push the draft back at least 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. Listen, I watch the nightly news every night, and it's as depressing as it gets. It's not there are stories that you watch in that half an hour in the evening news that make you feel like we are not even in the middle of this yet. We're like in a real nightmare of it. So we're going to be turning the calendar here very shortly in the next 2 days to April. So we'll keep an eye on that, Peter. Thanks for your insight, pal, and we'll talk to you again soon. We appreciate it.
You guys have a good one. Thanks for putting out good sports, too. Sports talk. Everybody needs it right now. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, great. Peter Burns, SEC Network, ESPN Radio. Great to have a conversation with him. We'll come back with a Buckeye Bulletin. Carpenter and Rothman on the Fan.
Winners of the prestigious Platinum Microphone Award every year, given to the best radio station in the world. No need to look it up. It's real. The Fan.